I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A state-led campaign against Protestant churches continues in Algeria. Youssef is a Protestant leader partnering with Operation Mobilization USA.
There are 8 left open, but you never know for how long. They have been already visited by the authorities, and you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
The 2006 law set the tone for legal persecution. Then
the plan that started back in 2018 is to close down all the churches. So since 2019 up till today, they have closed down 43 churches.
The small but growing indigenous Christian population, mainly converts from Islam and their children, stands firm.
The church in Algeria will never ever disappear, because the vast majority of the Christians are the Berber, the Kabylie. They can meet anywhere.
A new secondary school in East Africa is making waves. Set Free Ministries founded Light Academy as a Christian alternative to the few school options available for teens. Today, the 260 students at Light Academy even include children of the local witch doctors. Set Free's Dave McIntyre.
They're seeing the difference that our schools are making, and they want their kids to be a part of it.
Witchcraft is a common part of life in the region, but Light Academy is showing the power of Christ. Even teachers who were once afraid of witchcraft have to found freedom in Jesus.
And that's one of the things we stress at the school, is our identity in Christ, that we've been transported out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and that Satan has no more authority over us.
Help more students find spiritual freedom at missionnews.org.
Even pastors will have shrines to their local deities still in their homes. So this is a major battleground to get people to renounce witchcraft and idolatry and make a clean break with it.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.